I am Megan Barber, and I am going to share with you the word from Job chapter 23 today. Before we read the chapter, I wanted to tell you a little bit about me. I am the associate pastor at the church at Stone River in Decatur. I am married, and I have a sweet 3-year-old daughter and far too many pets. I enjoy sharing the Word of God with others and pray that God will use me through this podcast to reach out to you. So with all of that, let's read Job chapter 23. Then Job spoke again. My complaint today is still a bitter one, and I try hard not to groan aloud. If only I knew where to find God, I would go to his court. I would lay out my case and present my arguments. Then I would listen to his reply and understand what he says to me. Would he use his great power to argue with me? No. He would give me a fair hearing. Honest people can reason with him, so I would be forever acquitted by my judge. I go east, but he is not there. I go west, but I cannot find him. I do not see him in the north, for he is hidden. And I look to the south, but he is concealed. But he knows where I am going. And when he tests me, I will come out as pure as gold. For I have stayed on God's path. I have followed his ways and not turned aside. I have not departed from his commands, but have treasured his words more than daily food. But once he has made his decision, who can change his mind? Whatever he wants to do, he does. So he will do to me whatever he has planned. He controls my destiny. No wonder I am so terrified in his presence. When I think of it, terror grips me. God has made me sick at heart. The Almighty has terrified me. Darkness is all around me. Thick, impenetrable darkness is everywhere. The Word of God for everyone. Thanks be to God. The book of Job captures the hardship of Job, who loses everything and everyone he holds dear. Yet, he still remains faithful to God. But going through hardship is not easy, and it can be downright depressing. Many of us have experienced hardship during COVID-19. Some of us have lost jobs, lost homes, and lost loved ones. We have all lost our sense of security and struggle to find hope. We, just like Job, declare, "Darkness is all around me, thick, impenetrable darkness is everywhere." Not only am I studying a Master's of Divinity, but I'm also studying a Master's in Mental Health Counseling. And so in this passage in Job, I often interpret this declaration that he makes about darkness being all around him as depression. Depression is a state of being that is often felt after a loss or changes in our life, even though it can also present itself as a chronic illness, which is caused by a chemical imbalance in the brain. However, Job's depression here is situational, and it is completely normal why he would be experiencing it. It is quite normal for many of us to be experiencing depression right now. These, unfortunately, are very scary and dark times. It is hard to find the hope, and we are like Job, asking, if only we knew where God was at. Yet, even in the midst of this impenetrable darkness. Job expresses some glimmer of hope here in his declaration of depression. Job points out that God is fair and that he sees him clearly. And he acknowledges that God is powerful and not much can change God's nature. When we face situational depression, like many of us are experiencing right now, we can focus on hope, for even the very small glimmers can illuminate the darkness that seeks to hold us captive. We can find hope in that one day this will all end. We can find hope in learning to love our families in new and creative ways. We can find hope in the fact that life does go on. We can find hope in the fact that we are resilient people. We can find hope in the fact that God is with us. And we can find hope in the fact that we are not alone. The darkness may be all around and feel like it is so impenetrable. But the hope found in our faith can pierce even our darkest moments. It can fill us with the light of God. So may God make himself found by you. And may he lift the darkness from around you. May God overwhelm you with his love and give you peace. Would you pray with me? Almighty and gracious God, we thank you for being with us in the midst of our darkness, even when we feel like you are distant. For it's your promise that you are with us always, and that we can always be found by you. Father, I pray that you help us to find you and find where you're working in the midst of this uncertain and scary time. The Father, that you lift the darkness from our blinders and fill us with the light of your hope, that we have the courage and that we have the ability to move forward. Father, help us overcome our quite normal but distressing situational depression. Help us to remember how resilient you have made us and how you have gotten us through so many times. Father, I just ask that you illuminate all of those times that you have been with us in our darkest hours and how you have always, always seen us through. Lord, I just ask that you wrap each and every person hearing this in your infinite and amazing love. That you let them know that they are not. For it's in your name we worship.